Hey everyone, and welcome back for another Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something that can make a huge difference in your life, and that is picking the perfect inner spring mattress.
Absolutely.
We've got a great article from Mattress Advisory to guide us.
Great resource.
So, you know, we're in for some solid advice.
For sure.
And before we forget, be sure to check out the show notes for links to exclusive discounts on some of the mattresses that we'll be talking about today.
Yeah, you don't want to miss those.
So, you know, when you think about inner spring mattresses, what comes to mind?
Well, I mean, they've really come a long way from those old squeaky models. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's amazing how they've evolved.
Yeah, you might think of like your grandma's mattress, but trust me,
right,
these are not those. This article highlights some of the best inner spring mattresses out there.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
You get this, they've all been highly rated by actual users.
That's what I like to see.
So we're talking comfort and support that people are actually raving about.
Real people, real reviews.
So what's so fascinating to me is how manufacturers are blending that classic coil support with all sorts of modern features.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've got cooling technologies, plus pillow tops, even zone support systems.
Wow.
All designed to give you the best sleep possible.
It's really incredible.
It is.
Okay, let's dive into some specific mattresses.
Let's do it.
The article breaks them down by category, starting with the Bear Elite Hybrid.
Ooh, a good one.
This one is a whopping 14 inches deep.
That's deep.
And boasts advanced cooling tech and a 5-zone support system.
5 zones.
5 zones.
What does that even mean for your sleep?
Yeah, what does that even mean for your sleep?
Well, think of it like this. Each zone is tailored to provide different levels of support for different parts of your body.
Okay.
So your shoulders, your hips, your lower back all get the precise support they need.
Gotcha.
To keep your spine aligned. It's particularly beneficial for side sleepers and those with back pain.
So I can see how it would be great for couples, too.
Oh, for sure.
Since each person is getting individualized support.
Absolutely, yeah.
However, 14 inches.
Yeah.
That could be a challenge for people who have like a low profile bed frame.
It could be a little tricky, yeah.
And speaking of challenges, this one comes with a luxury price tag.
It does.
But hey, a Reddit user actually said it helped them eliminate their back and shoulder pain completely.
Wow.
If that's not an investment worth considering, I don't know what is.
That's a pretty glowing review.
It's amazing how personalized these sleep solutions have become.
It really is.
And that brings us to our next contender, the Healy's Midnight Lux.
Ooh, Lux. I like the sound of that already.
The name alone suggests a certain level of
luxury.
Oh, it definitely lives up to its name.
Tell me more.
We're talking a premium Schuling pillow, top zoned lumbar support, and that oh so desirable medium firm feel.
So this one sounds like a great fit for back sleepers who crave that plush, comfortable feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it might be a tad too soft for stomach sleepers.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They generally need a further surface to prevent their hips from sinking too far and throwing their spine out of alignment.
Right, but again, we see real people backing up these comfort claims.
Yeah.
One Reddit user specifically mentioned that the Helix Midnight Lux doesn't cause them any hip or back pain.
Okay, interesting.
Sounds promising, right?
Yeah, it does highlight the importance of matching the mattress to your specific sleep style.
Right.
Now, if you're a dedicated side sleeper,
okay,
the Nola Evolution 15-inch might be right up your alley.
Okay, this one is specifically designed with side sleepers in mind.
I like it already.
It has a plush Eurotopper soothing foam and get this tri-zone support.
Tri-zone!
That's 3 zones dedicated to cradling your body in all the right places.
Exactly. Side sleepers need that extra cushioning at the hips and shoulders to maintain proper spinal alignment.
Yes.
The tri-zoning seems to really cater to that need.
But here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
This mattress is 15 inches tall.
Oh, wow.
You'll definitely want to double-check your bed frame and storage situation.
For sure.
Before committing to this behemoth.
Yeah.
However, if you're looking for that luxurious sink-in feeling,
mm-hmm,
a Reddit user said it's like stepping into a whole new world of comfort compared to their old mattress.
Ooh, I love that.
Sounds pretty tempting.
Very tempting. But let's move on to a mattress that tackles another common sleep issue.
Okay.
Overheating, the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid is all about keeping you cool and comfortable throughout the night.
It's got an ultra-cool cover zone support. And wait for it.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You can actually choose your firmness level.
What?
Talk about customization.
Wow, that is impressive.
If you're sharing a bed with a partner who has different firmness preferences, this could be a game changer.
Absolutely. That level of personalized comfort is fantastic.
Yeah.
However, the article does mention that this model might not be the best choice for heavier individuals.
Okay.
As durability could be a concern for those over 300 pounds.
That's a good point. And if you're someone who loves that sinking feeling of memory foam.
Yeah.
This one might not be for you.
Okay.
It's designed more for folks who want a responsive, supportive feel.
Gotcha.
With a cool touch.
Makes sense.
Speaking of real world feedback,
yeah.
A Reddit user expressed real satisfaction with their Sapira hybrid.
That's good to hear.
So that's another point in its favor.
Absolutely. It's always reassuring to see those positive real world experiences.
Yes.
And speaking of positive experiences,
yeah.
Let's wrap up this section with a mattress that practically screams comfort.
Ooh, tell me more.
The Puffy Luxe.
The name says it all, doesn't it?
It really does.
This is an ultra-luxury hybrid that aims to strike that perfect balance between support and softness,
mm-hmm.
all while keeping you cool and comfortable.
So it sounds like it would be ideal for folks who want the contouring benefits of memory foam without sacrificing support.
Yeah.
However, I do wonder if it might be a bit too soft for stomach sleepers.
That's a valid point.
Yeah.
But for side sleepers, it seems like a winner.
Yeah.
A Reddit user even commented that Puffy completely reworked their mattress lineup.
Oh, wow.
And it's much better now.
Good for them.
Specifically, they called out the Puffy Luxe as a great option for side sleepers.
Cool. So that was a whirlwind tour of five fantastic innerspring mattresses.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm already feeling more informed about my sleep options.
Me too.
And we've only just scratched the surface here.
Right. There's a whole world of factors to consider when choosing an innerspring mattress.
Absolutely. From firmness levels to materials and even warranty coverage.
Yeah, you're right. We've covered some great mattress options, but there's a lot more to consider beyond just the brand and model.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So let's dive into some of those key factors the article highlights.
Okay.
Starting with something that you might not expect, your weight.
Yeah, your weight actually plays a significant role in determining the right mattress firmness.
Really?
Yeah, heavier individuals need a further mattress
okay.
to ensure proper support and prevent that sinking feeling.
So it's not just about comfort. It's about making sure your spine stays aligned.
Exactly.
And you're getting the support you need.
Mm-hmm.
The article actually mentions that some mattresses have higher weight limits.
Oh, interesting.
Than others. So that's definitely something to check.
Yeah, for sure.
Before making a purchase.
Absolutely. And speaking of essential considerations, let's talk about sleeping positions.
Okay.
You might be a side sleeper, a back sleeper, or maybe you're one of those restless souls who switches positions all night long.
I'm a side sleeper, for okay. sure.
So each position has its own unique needs when it comes to mattress support.
It's so interesting to me how my sleeping position should actually dictate
right.
the type of mattress I choose.
It's a game changer. Oh. For instance, side sleepers typically need more cushioning around their hips and shoulders
okay.
to relieve pressure points. That's why you'll see mattresses specifically designed for side sleepers,
right.
like the Nola Evolution with its tri-zone support.
I see.
It's all about cradling those pressure points to keep everything aligned.
Okay, and what about back sleepers?
Back sleepers generally benefit from a mattress that offers good lumbar support
okay.
to help maintain a neutral spine position. A medium to firm mattress often does the trick.
Gotcha.
Providing that balance of comfort and support.
Okay. Now, stomach sleepers,
yeah.
they often seem to have the toughest time finding the right mattress.
They often do.
What's the key for them?
Stomach sleepers really need a firmer surface
okay.
to prevent their hips from sinking too far, which can throw their spine out of whack.
I see.
If you're a stomach sleeper, you might want to steer clear of those super plush pillow top mattresses.
Okay.
They might feel cozy at first, but they won't provide the support you need in the long run.
So we got weight, sleeping position. What else should we be thinking about?
Materials. It's worth taking a moment to understand what's inside your mattress. Mm-hmm. After all, you're going to be spending a significant amount of time on it.
Yeah, it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the different materials out there.
It really is.
Can you break down some of the key things to look for?
Absolutely. High-density foams are a good sign of durability and support.
Okay.
Another thing to look for is individually wrapped coils.
Okay.
These are great for minimizing motion transfer, especially if you share your bed with a partner.
So if your partner is tossing and turning all night?
Yes.
You won't feel every single movement.
Exactly. That's a lifesaver for light sleepers.
I could use that.
And then there are all the cooling features, which are becoming more and more popular, yeah. especially with hybrid mattresses that combine coils with layers of foam. Look for things like gel-infused foams, breathable covers, and even copper infusions.
Wow.
Copper is naturally antimicrobial and helps draw heat away from the body.
I see.
Keeping you cool and comfortable.
Wow, it's like a whole science to mattress materials.
It is.
This really highlights how not all innerspring mattresses are created equal.
Absolutely.
There are so many subtle differences that can make a big impact on your sleep quality.
Very true. And the article also brings up a point that's important for those of you with adjustable bases.
Okay.
You'll want to make sure the mattress you choose is compatible.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, some mattresses, especially those with thicker foam layers, might not flex and bend as easily on an adjustable base.
Gotcha.
So it's important to check the manufacturer's recommendations before you make a purchase to avoid any surprises.
Good to know. And while we're on the topic of important things to check,
yeah,
let's talk about those all-important trial periods and warranties.
Oh, yes. These are crucial considerations.
Especially when you're investing a significant amount of money in a mattress.
For sure.
It's reassuring to know you have some recourse.
Right.
If the mattress doesn't work out for you.
Exactly.
You don't want to be stuck with a mattress you hate.
Nobody wants that.
So most reputable mattress brands offer trial periods ranging from 90 to even 365 nights.
That's amazing.
Yeah. This gives you ample time to sleep on the mattress in your own home and really decide if it's the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And what about warranties?
A good warranty will cover defects in materials and workmanship for at least 10 years, ideally longer.
Okay.
Of course, you'll want to read the fine print, but a solid warranty is a good indicator of a company's confidence in their product.
This is all incredibly helpful information.
Good.
But I have to admit, choosing a new mattress can feel overwhelming.
It can be.
There are so many factors to consider, it's hard to know where to start.
That's why resources like this article from Mattress Advisories are so valuable.
Yeah.
They do a lot of the legwork for you, researching and testing different models and highlighting the key features and benefits of each.
I love that they've incorporated those real-world experiences.
Me too.
It's so helpful to hear from people who are actually sleeping on these mattresses and can speak to their pros and cons.
Absolutely. Those first-hand accounts can be incredibly insightful.
Yeah, they can give you a sense of what to expect and help you avoid potential pitfalls.
For sure. But even with all this information, it's important to remember that finding the perfect mattress is a personal journey.
So it really comes down to finding the mattress that best suits your individual needs and preferences?
Exactly. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
Right. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah, good point.
Reputable mattress companies have knowledgeable customer service representatives who can help guide you through the selection process.
They can be a great resource.
That's great advice. We've learned so much about innerspring mattresses already.
I know, right?
But there's still more to explore.
There is.
You know, it's funny how we often picture those classic, like, bouncy mattresses when we think of innersprings.
Right, like something out of a cartoon where they get launched into the air.
Exactly.
Boying.
But the article does a great job of kind of going beyond that stereotype and really breaking down the nuances of support and firmness levels.
Absolutely. And this is where things get really interesting.
Yes.
If you're trying to find that perfect balance between comfort and support, not all innersprings are created equal.
So let's talk firmness levels. What are the options?
Okay.
And who are they best suited for?
Well, you've got your plush mattresses on the softer end of the spectrum.
Okay.
These are great for side sleepers who need that extra cushioning around their hips and shoulders. They often feature pillow tops and layers of memory foam for a really luxurious contouring feel.
And what if you prefer a bit more support?
Then you might consider a medium mattress.
Okay.
They're super popular because they hit that sweet spot between comfort and support. Back sleepers tend to like them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also good for combination sleepers who move around throughout the night.
Gotcha. And for those who need, like, serious support, like stomach sleepers or heavier individuals,
yeah,
what's the best option?
That's where firm and extra firm mattresses come in.
Okay.
They typically have a sturdier coil system and less cushioning, which helps keep your spine aligned. They might not be as plush and cuddly.
Right.
But they can be a lifesaver for people who need that extra support.
It's amazing how much thought goes into designing these mattresses for different sleep needs and preferences.
It really is, and the article goes a step further by highlighting the importance of breathability and temperature regulation.
Yes.
Especially for those who tend to sleep hot.
That's a big one for me. I know so many people who struggle with overheating at night.
Right. Innerspring mattresses haven't always been known for their cooling properties, but the article showcases some of the innovative ways manufacturers are addressing this issue.
So what are some of the cooling features that we should be on the lookout for?
We've talked about some of them already, things like breathable covers, gel-infused foams, and even those copper infusions. Copper is a natural heat conductor, so it helps draw heat away from your body.
It's like a whole new world of mattress technology has opened up to me.
It really is, and this article is a great guide to navigating all the options and making informed decisions. You know, it's one thing to read about these features, but it's another to actually try them out for yourself.
Right. And that's where those trial periods come in.
Exactly.
It's such a valuable opportunity to see if the mattress lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
And if it truly works for you.
Absolutely. Don't hesitate to take advantage of those trial periods. It's the best way to know for sure if a mattress is right for you. You're not just testing it out for a few minutes in a showroom. You're actually sleeping on it night after night and getting that real world experience.
This deep dive has been so informative.
It has.
I feel like I have a much better understanding of innerspring mattresses and what to look for.
Me too.
And I think the biggest takeaway is this.
Okay, what's that?
Choosing a mattress is an investment in your health and well-being.
Absolutely, 100%.
We spend a third of our lives sleeping, so it's worth taking the time to find a mattress that supports our bodies.
Yeah.
And helps us get a good night's rest.
Couldn't agree more.
And with all the amazing options out there, there's no reason to settle for a mattress that isn't perfect for you.
You deserve a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we've only scratched the surface here. The article from Mattress Advisory goes into even more detail about each mattress we discussed.
Yeah, it's a great resource.
And covers even more factors to consider when choosing an innerspring mattress. Be sure to check out the link in our show notes.
Okay.
And remember, you can snag exclusive discounts on some of these mattresses through our links.
Nice.
So don't miss out on those savings.
So if you're thinking about a new mattress,
mm-hmm.
do your research, think about your individual needs and preferences.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to ask questions. A good night's sleep is within reach.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of innerspring mattresses.
It's been fun.
We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration.